The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, Irish Rail is before the Transport Committee this morning over delays to a signalling upgrade. The project has already cost €150 million, with Irish Rail writing off €50 million of that. But the problems don't end there. Shane Moynihan is a Fianna Fáil TD and Deputy Chair of the Transport Committee. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Claire. How are you?
I'm good. Now, we know about the €50 million write-off. So that's one thing. But the project still, as it currently stands, is a mess. Would you agree?
Yeah, I think there's big questions to ask about the overall delivery of this project, particularly from what was envisaged from the get-go. And just for context for your listeners, the project we're talking about here is a train management system which operates and governs how trains are managed on the national network. It was to be sited in the new train control centre, which is beside Houston Station, which was delivered on budget and on time. But the delivery of the software solution to oversee the management of those trains is what's at the core of this. And I guess when you call out numbers like €50 million, your listeners, many of whom are in my constituency, who use trains, who have packed carriages, are wondering what could we have got from that €50 million. So I think we have a lot of questions to ask this morning, of you know, there, and about how we've arrived in this situation, and more importantly, how we're going to get out of it, and how we're going to deliver that overall system.
Yeah, because it's 6 years since that tender was awarded, and it's 2 years behind the delivery date now, and it doesn't sound to me, reading what Irish Rail are going to say to you in committee this morning, that they're confident that this is going to be delivered at all.
No, and I think there's huge delivery questions there in terms of what was originally envisaged at the start of this process and what is being talked about now in terms of a minimum viable product. But there are big questions to ask about how Indra has got to the place where they are now.
This is the company that was awarded the contract.
This is the company that's been awarded the contract. Like, how we got to the situation where they won a contract and now we're not even at a place where they have the first phase of the software package deployed. And I think one thing that's kind of jumped out at me for looking at the story of this project so far is that immediately after Indra were awarded the contract, they turned around and said, actually, the product or the software package that we had mentioned during our pre-qualification, during the procurement process, isn't something that we're going to be able to deliver. And that for me is where kind of a whistle should have been blown and said, okay, well, what are we going to do now as a result of that? And the second thing that kind of compounds that for me is that there's been kind of two efforts to reset this program, to get Indra back on track and get the delivery of this program back on track, but we're still not in a place where we can say with confidence that's going to happen. And this matters, Claire, because obviously this is a safety issue, but also I'm looking at programs like the DAR Plus Southwest and DAR Plus West, my part of Dublin, and wondering, will this have a knock-on impact on delivery of those crucial public transport programs that people in my constituency rely on?
Why would it have an impact? Because of the money being spent on this, or is the delay going to have an impact for other reasons?
It's in terms of the safety. So the reason that this system is being replaced is because the system that operates at a Connolly station at the moment is at end of life. It needs to be replaced. And if you're going to expand the network, and if you're going to expand all the services, and a lot of which Éireann Éireann is doing very well in terms of delivering that expansion of the network, you need a traffic management system for your trains that will take account of that, that is first class, and that is at a point in the contract where it's a new piece of software, but also fit for purpose in terms of that new network and managing that. And that's why this project was commissioned, because it was seen that the existing train management system was at the end of its life and needed to be replaced. This is the sort of thing that's crucial for safety on the public rail network, and that's why it's important we get it right.
And the €50 million that has been written down here, is that gone? Like, are we at the point where we're saying it's flushed?
Well, my understanding of it, having looked at the financial statement, is that €28 million of that relates to payments to Indra, whereas the balance of it, that's kind of, in accounting terms, that's based on the decision that's made at the time. But that being said, I mean, any amount of money that's gone in that sort of way, that is a matter for huge public concern. And that's the sort of thing that I'll be focusing in on with the leadership of Éireann Éireann this morning.
It's an absolute scandal that amount of money is gone to these people who still can't deliver this project that they committed to delivering on time.
100%, Claire, and I think, like, as a commuter and someone who represents a commuter constituency, as someone who wants to see the government's public transport program delivered, to see this sort of suboptimal performance, I mean, that's probably being generous, suboptimal from a provider is not what we want and what we need. And, you know, we have to move at pace in terms of delivering our public transport program. I know Minister O'Brien is very committed to that, and that's why we need to make sure that we get a very clear roadmap from Air Northern and the NTA as to how exactly they're going to deliver this crucial piece of software and get this ultimately over the line. But also then that we also make sure that we build in the expertise and the safeguards for whistles getting blown at an earlier stage of the process to arrive us, to stop us arriving at this point where we are at the moment.
Okay, so this was, I mean, this system was described by the Transport Minister as the brain of the rail network. This is the one that hasn't been delivered, and I don't know how far away it is now. But also, like, the Chief Executive, Mary Considine, Shane, who's appearing at the committee this morning, in the next few minutes, is going to tell you that further major delays are inevitable. So it seems clear to me that Irish Rail just don't have the answers to this one.
So we'll be pushing them on that. I mean, I'll be, if anything, I want, and I want to, if the American Council, I wasn't opposed to a lot of these things took place, but I will be pushing her to come to give the committee a commitment as to when we will get that very clear roadmap. But I also want to make sure that we get buy-in from the NTA on that as well. I mean, the NTA are now actively involved in this project. There's a question as to maybe why they didn't get involved earlier. But I do think we owe to commuters, we owe to taxpayers to get a very clear roadmap about how this project will be delivered, how we mitigate any sort of delay to delivery of the national rail network, and how do we ensure safety on our rail network as well, and how do we ensure a strong train management system, and Air Northern and NTA have to be accountable for that.
All right, we'll let you go because I know your committee meeting is starting in a few minutes. That's Shane Moynihan, who's a Fianna Fáil TD and Deputy Chair of the Oireachtas Joint Committee on Transport.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.